B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So over this weekend, Roy and I were in Florida, and we ended up hanging out together, although we weren't there for the same vacation. We weren't vacationing together for once.
It just happened to be a coincidence.
But we went out Saturday night together, and I asked Roy to come out with us after we had dinner, and he said that him and Sterling were tired. They'd been out all day fishing, deep sea fishing. So they went back to the hotel, and my mom, myself, my brother, and like three other people and our au pair all ended up going out that night.
Okay.
So Dallas goes back and he sits with the baby because he doesn't want to go out. Well, when I tell
you... Not with that crowd.
when I tell you there was a point in the night where I was like, Mom, you have to stop talking to Elena. Like, you have to stop talking to my au pair. It was she was so hammered drunk. It was getting, like, out of control. And when she's drinking, all she wants to do is do shots.
Whoa.
That's it.
Your mom.
Yes.
She likes shots?
Yes. She had three shots in 15 minutes. I was like, Mom, stop.
Whoa. That's like producer Nicole.
Exactly like it. So my mom is telling Elena about all these quote-unquote American shots that she has to try. So, Nicole, you'll love this because the very first shot my mom orders is a pickleback.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The second is a green tea shot, which is Roy's. And then I don't know what they ended up doing. But by the time I blinked, in 15 minutes, there was like 14 shot glasses on our table.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, obviously now I'm like, okay, I got to get my mom home, you know.
You've become the parent.
Yes. And on a sidebar note, I tried to take a picture of all the shot glasses and stack them all up, and they fell over and broke as I was taking the photo. So now the bartender thinks I'm the hammered one. I've only had three drinks all night, and everybody around me is annihilated. She starts giving me plastic. I'm like, I'm not even drunk.
I'm the responsible one.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. How many shot glasses did you break?
Like 10. I'm not even kidding. I'll put a picture up of the glass all over the table because I was trying to stack them to show how many we did, and they just toppled
So
over.
Then you got
to
make sure your mom gets in the car. Then you got to make sure your mom gets home.
So luckily, we were in walking distance from the condo at that point.
Then you walked her home?
On the beach because I was embarrassed to walk her down the street. I was like, it's dark on the beach side. No one will see her. She's stumbling.
That's awesome.
My mom is awesome, but it is time to go home.
When did you become the parent to your mom or dad? 704-570-9595. Share your stories with Ren.
This is Melissa in Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey. So every year, my dad and I go to the Scottish Festival that's in Rural Hill in April. And I have a lot of Scottish, Irish, German in my blood, so as does my dad. And he very much enjoys drinking all the different types of beers that they have there. And there was one year that he got a little bit too happy because on Saturday, they do it like on a weekend. And Saturday night is the big concert that they do outside, and it's in a tent, and it's really fun. So he got a little bit too happy and kept drinking and drinking and drinking, and he was almost out on the floor. So, like, my dad knows people that organize the concert, so they let me pull up my car right beside the tent in front of everybody because he couldn't walk through the parking lot.
You have, like, people on both sides of him helping him to the car.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right, let's talk with Tyler in Mooresville. When did you have to be the parent?
So, hey, guys.
Hey.
I went out in the lake with my mom, me and my brother did, whenever we were teenagers, and she went on to get extremely intoxicated. We ended up at a restaurant bar on Lake Norman, and there was a guy that I guess was chasing her around. She introduces us to this guy, and she's calling this guy by the wrong name all night long, and she's wearing a shirt with his name on it.
It's a cool move.
So, we have to get her back onto the boat and, you know, keep in mind, we're teenagers. We're probably like 13 and 15 at the time. And we have to drive the boat back because she can't figure out how to drive a boat that night.
Well, yeah, it's probably a good thing you guys drove the boat back.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's funny. I like that she was calling him the wrong name.
Yeah. Hey, George. He's like, I'm Brian.
Name on it.
Yeah.
Did he correct her, Tyler?
No, never once.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
He never once corrected her.
It's embarrassing when you got to parent your parents.
Ah, it's kind of fun, though.
I think it'd be fun. I would love to do it to my parents.
I was going
to
say, like, I like seeing my mom have a good time and, like, letting her hair down.
Yeah, I got to do it with my dad, like, especially when we play golf, because he's a 78-year-old, you know, former pilot and a total boys' club member.
Yeah.
And he thinks everybody's with the boys' club. You know, and that is just, that's literally locker room talk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, yeah, you gotta check them sometimes.
When my dad and I and my brother go out, if we don't have a fourth, we have to pick up somebody at the golf course, Roy, that's like, they're playing there by themselves. They want you to play in a foursome. And inevitably, by like the second hole, my dad's offended the guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Vince, you gotta back off. He's not, this guy's not vibing you.
Are they all very nice to him and like, don't tell him?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Like,
well, he needs to go golfing with Sterling. Because I think Sterling would tell your dad pretty quickly.
My gosh, could you imagine?
Yeah, it's okay because I tell him too because I'm like, oh my God.
But it's different coming from you, Manny, and coming from someone else.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, I guess. All right, keep those stories coming, though. You can text us, 704-570-9595. We like to read your text as well about when you became the parent to your parents.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Real quick, Lorraine, before we get into your dirty, somebody was on hold, and I think they got to get out of here, and I want to get them off.
Okay. Anonymous
and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. When did you have to be the parent?
So my family has season tickets to the New York Jets, and we went to a football game, and my dad had a little bit too much to drink, and this guy started yelling at him to sit down. So my dad got up and pushed the guy, the guy pushed my dad, and my dad punched the guy in the face, and he got sent to Jets jail.
So now Jets jail, is that right under the stadium?
Yes, exactly.
I
had to follow him to Jets jail and essentially like beg them to let him out and bring him to the car so we could go home.
Is your dad with you now? Because I think the police are pulling you over.
Oh, no. That was the ambulance that drove by. But my mom still does not know that this happened, so it's like a secret that me and my dad have.
Oh, man. Do you have to be bailed out of Jets jail, or do you just get out when the game's over?
You have to have, like, a responsible person sign you out.
Yeah, that's where you become the parent.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for texting us and coming on the air with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
All right.
You too.
Did you see this text we got? From 803.
Which one?
My mother and I went to Folly for my birthday this past October. The second night we were there, we walked the boardwalk and there was a reggae band. My mom had 3 margaritas when we left the boardwalk to walk back to the hotel. She ended up sitting in the sand for a while saying, I want to do yoga. Look at the stars.
That's awesome. I need to get her together with Dana.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.